Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, promise me.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Every time I hear that, it just brings me back to that camp meeting where we were all singing like that. And the harmony at the end, especially, well, all throughout it, but praise God. And to think when we get home to heaven, not only are we going to sing even better, we're going to know how to play the harp. Something I've always wanted to learn. I actually bought one, couldn't figure it out, couldn't even tune it. So I gave it to Elvie, Elvie and Jania. So, all right, if you can please kneel, we're going to have a few more people get on the mic today. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless us with bridled tongues. Yeah, amen to that, Sister Minnie. I can't wait either. Because the harp, hands down, is my favorite instrument. And then the piano is second, because the piano is just a horizontal harp. If you ever lifted up the, open the lid of a grand piano, that's a harp laying there. Same shape and everything. Well, some of them. All right, so please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you in advance for every praise that's about to be offered today. Some of the things that you have done in the last 30 days alone, even without looking at all the things that are happening in the world with the goofy politics. I mean, that's all that's on the news, it seems now, for the last few years. Politics all the time. No more human interest stories. Amazing. But and the fact that men's hearts are failing them for fear. Literally saying these things on camera in the media that they're scared and they don't know why. And especially in regards to what they're now saying, they're all scared about some event in 2027. So thank you, Father, for giving us eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Because we know your son told us we're going to be filled. Because we're serious about our hunger. We are serious about our thirst. We want it. And so thank you when we go into your word and bless us. And thank you when we all gather here now and share what you have done the last 30 days or 30 years, depending upon who's speaking. Thank you, Father, in advance. We love you too. And thank you so much for hearing our prayers and now hearing all our praises. And we offer this and all these praises to the best of our ability. In the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, amen and amen. I guess I'll start off because I'm on the mic. I don't know who's going to be next. I know Sister Minnie's going to be getting all the praises from some of y'all, and Pastor Alvin's going to jump on the mic, and a few more, I'm hoping. As a matter of fact, let me show you something here. I think it's this one. Nope, that ain't it. There it is. Testimony Sabbath. For those of you that are on the stream, the Twitch thing, I share this every time we have testimony service. It says in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4, it says, in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. You see that cloud in the back? Before the picture was taken, the thumb looked more like a thumb. It's falling apart here. You can see the point is falling, like the piece of it. It looks like a hand pointing up to heaven. I was walking into this pond. You see the pond? I was walking into that pond, and a brother or sister was going to be right behind me in the next few moments when I got out to where it was deep enough to baptize people. And I noticed that cloud, and I yelled out, somebody take a picture. And they did. And this we've had for years. Was that in South Carolina or was that in Kentucky? Do y'all remember? We've had so many camp meetings. This is an annual thing for us, praise God. And we're going to have another one soon. As a matter of fact, let me put the link into the room. June 30th, if you don't RSVP by then, you might not find a cabin, but there's hotels nearby and stuff like that. So, but go to remedygod.org/ all one word next, campmeeting.html. And let us know how many are coming. We will, don't worry everybody, because we know people don't like us. And there's some out there that don't like us. And so we're going to vet absolutely everybody that's coming. So, and we're not going to say where the camp meeting is until after the person does the RSVP. But it is, it's in Indiana. I'll go that far with it. Okay. So, but yeah. So I don't know if I'm pretty sure Sister Pam already did the RSVPs. You know, you get with Brother Alex or Brother Joe. Alex is doing mostly the coordinating, you know, all the logistics of getting everybody together when they land at the airports and stuff like that. Hopefully we got good news when it comes on the phone later on when I get this voicemail that we just got from the campground. And but I got to say, this is just the most amazing thing. I don't know what his accent is, but it's an extremely thick accent. His wife isn't so bad. His kid doesn't have an accent at all. You know, the owners of the campground. But years ago, I think it was 2011, that's what I was talking about earlier, the Lord gave me a dream in regards to us going to a campground where the person, and it was in a motorhome. This is before I had a motorhome. This is back in 2011. and the guy had a really thick accent on the phone that I was talking to. I, for some reason, thought it was Swedish or something because it was really thick. But I got to ask him. I can't remember because I think he'd already told me and I just forgot to write it down. but I praise God for this. But I also praise God for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. I was just talking to him about that the other day, about how, because I was, you know, reading something in regards to how Jesus couldn't do many miracles in Nazareth. And I think me and Jimmy were talking about something and about how if we went to the old neighborhood that him and I used to hang out in and stuff. And yeah, not a lot of people would take anything we have to say in stock because they would only see the people that they knew back in the 70s and 80s when it was our stomping ground. That's why I still say to this day the most powerful miracle ever is when the Lord changes your mind and your heart. I'm also praising the Lord that we're actually going to have a camp meeting, that we're going to be together for a whole week and keep Sabbath together. That we've never done. Well, okay, except for like when we would go home on Thursdays like usual and some people would tag along and follow me and Fran home and then have Sabbath at our house, which was nice, always nice. But this time we're going to do it with everybody. And I'm wondering if it's going to bring us all to tears like it did the one time we had a communion service, even though it wasn't on a Sabbath. Some people got baptized and we did a communion service for them because it was the first time they were ever going to be able to do it. And they did it with us. And we handed the Bible around to say, everybody is going to read one verse at a time out of this one area in the scriptures and regarding the Last Supper before we did as we were doing the communion. And it just brought me to tears and a few other people. It was just hard to talk because of all the different voices, all the different accents, you know, from different countries and stuff. So yeah, and yeah, amen. Fran and I were talking about that earlier. Maybe we can have communion too. But the Lord gave me something that I'm going to share in regards to defining the difference between the mark of the beast and the seal of God that I wanted to share with Eddie and his friends, but we all know what happened there. So perhaps he would have me share it now because there's going to be some people at the campground that may not know what we know. Remember the one camp meeting that we had where the guy that was a heroin addict came down and sat down and listened with us? You never know. There's always somebody there that might want to listen. I remember at Luke's funeral. I don't know how I found the strength to do it, but I did. I got up in front of everybody and said a few words for him, about him, and about what's about to happen in this world. And the owner of the funeral home walked up into the back and listened in, and even took one of my tracks. So, you know, no. Be ready. Always ready. I am so happy. First time ever we're going to have Sabbath together at a camp meeting at a place that's... Oh, yeah, and that's another thing in the dream. It was all about an Amish campground. These cabins were built by Amish. So I'm hoping something amazing is going to happen at this camp meeting because we are close enough. We know the latter rain's coming. It could happen at this camp meeting for all we know. And I want to praise the Lord. Fran and I both want to praise the Lord for this. We have been exercising more. We've always eat right. And so, you know, let medicine be your food and food be your medicine kind of a thing. We've been vegan for years, vegetarian for years. Sometimes we're vegan, sometimes, I kind of like, you know, we're both more or less the same way in that area. We don't eat meat at all. If it's got a face, we don't touch it. But we have experienced, her and I, because she's praying, I'm praying. We want to go forward together, obviously, even though we're up in years. We know the Christ is coming soon, and so we're young enough to where if we stay healthy, everything's going to be cool. We're going to be able to go into the plagues and everything if we're part of the 144. And so we're concentrating on our health, and the Lord has been healing us in ways. I'm not going to say to some of the issues that we've been experiencing, but things, it's like gone. Sister Ashley fell out. It's got to be on her. Am I lagging for anybody else? Yeah, amen, Sister Soom. I was reading your, Sister Soom, I was reading that testimony you put in when the song was going. I think it was when the song was going. Amen. Thanks, Brother Gilbert. And I had a chuckle when you said you had an epic meltdown or something like that. I says, I know what you mean when all of a sudden something's happening. You go, okay, what's up, Lord? So, amen, Sister. I imagine Sister Mindy's going to be reading that to everybody here in a moment. So, but yeah, these healings. The Lord has been really blessing us, and we've been having some, well, some of you know about some of these things that have happened to us, and they can be very intense. And thank you for keeping Brother Jim in prayer, too. He literally said to me on the phone, I should read you the text, but I got to get his permission. But he's not the least bit scared, whatever the Lord decides. But he's never felt the way he's feeling now. There's something going on. So keep him in your prayers. He's been pretty sick. And you remember 10 years ago, 15 years ago, he had cancer and all that stuff. And the church family prayed for him and he was healed. And now he's sick again. But now he's on fire for the Lord. So it took him 10, 15 years to get there. So now that he's there, who knows what's going to happen. It'd be nice to be able to be on the street with him. And another thing that I've been noticing that I want to praise the Lord for is how the word of the Lord has been opening lately. Like that thing about the unique day. I was in prayer yesterday, I think, asking the Lord, because I have all these different studies I got going on, and I wanted something different. And the first thing that came to my mind was a dream I had in 1994 about the unique day and how it'll be nighttime and daytime at the second coming. And so I went into a study over 2 hours. I went to bed really late. It happened again last night. Went to bed really late. And then earlier today when I got up, I only had like a good 45 minutes left to be able to study before I had to set the servers and stuff and the streamers. Or streamer, we only got one left. Oh, well, no, I got WTPR too. That's strange, but that's, you know, different, easier for me. What happens at the second coming is, the only way I can explain it is like a prophetic whisper what happens at the end of the 1,000 years. Because even the wicked come out of the grave at the second coming. They get to die 3 times because they're going to be coming up again at the end of the 1,000 years. And there's going to be a bunch of people thinking they're Christians at the end of the 1,000 years, just like there's a bunch of people that are going to be surrounding us at Plague 6, and they all think they're Christians. And they're going to kill us thinking they're doing God a service. So I want to thank the Lord the way he opened up that study for me this morning. But then I can go to, 10 more times about what's happened in the last 10 days. It just keeps, he keeps opening it up more and more. Let me see if this is a text praise or whatever. Yeah, it's Brother Tim. I'm going to share what he just shared. He says, good afternoon, Nick. And then he says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for my salvation, my happiness, and so much more that God gives us, even to Sunday, gives us even to Sunday keepers. Jesus loves us all the same. So thank you, Father, for all you do for us, because, you know, he used to be a Sunday keeper, so that's what he's getting at. Because I remember seeing things before I found out about the Sabbath. 10 years later, we started keeping Sabbath after we left the Catholic Church. It took us 10 years. Yeah, amen, Brother Gilbert. And so, yeah, Sister Ashley she's probably not in here now anyway. So that's another thing I don't like about Telegram. Why isn't it alphabetized? You know, why aren't the names alphabetized so that in alphabetical order? That way it'll be easy to find out if someone's in here. It's just they're all scrambled all over the place. Anyway, that's about all I have for my own personal. I have a few more and some amazing dreams and stuff, but certain things I just don't want to share. I was talking to the Lord about that last night, too, in regards to some of the things that I wanted. As a matter of fact, last week, Fran and I were sharing, and I almost went to tears because it's like I can't possibly be the only one that's seeing this stuff, because I know my brothers and sisters are seeing some stuff, too. But I don't want to get out there and say, this is happening, that's happening, he's showing me this, he's showing me that. And a bunch of people think I toot my horn, and it's no. I've always preached off my sleeve. I tell people what he's showing me just so that they can see it too. His glory. And so there are certain things I'm going to hold off for a little while on because of it can harm people, you know, in two ways. Number one, they're going to say, well, why isn't it happening to me? And so they get all depressed and leave the church. Or they'll... Three ways, in fact. So the second way being, of course, they'll think, well, who does he think he is? All that, you know? And then they'll leave the church. And then the third way, they'll over-exalt me in their mind and cripple their walk. And so I'm very careful. I don't like sharing certain things until the Lord says, go ahead, now it's time. Tell the dream, if you will, like it says in the scriptures. Tell the dream. But then I got to see, I got to understand the difference of doing, you know, the chaff and the wheat, because we understand the context of tell the dream. Because go ahead, like when you look at that one context, it's saying to the false prophet, go ahead and tell the dream, I'll put the scriptures over here. That kind of thing, because I did a study on that one too. But we can tell the dream. Even Sister White uses that verse in the context of saying, go and tell the dream, because somebody gave her a dream that she was given, and it was very intense, and it mentioned her and her husband and camp meeting and all these amazing things, and she used that one statement, tell the dream. So I'm thinking pretty soon we're going to start doing that in this church, but we're not going to do it in a way that glorifies self or even have an inkling in that way. So God's timing. So I don't know whose hand that is that's up there. I think, let me see. It's hard to tell. I can't tell by these symbols who that is, but I'm going to drop the mic. And then I think Sister Mindy might even have her quite a few to be sharing here. I got some praises, and I'm going to go check my email. I have 3 or 4 praises already. So, oh, it is Mindy? Okay, thanks, bro. All right, so dropping the mic.
Yes, it's me, Pastor. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can everybody hear me loud and clear? All right, praise the Lord. Okay, I have some praises to share. All right, these are going to be from earlier during the children's study I'm going to start with. So let me scroll up here. Okay, so this was from Brother Jesse earlier. Praise the great Lord that we have online services that multiple people from across the world can not only fellowship at the same time, but many people from across the world can attend church from multiple different countries. Yes, amen, brother. Praise the Lord. God is so good allowing us to have this online church. All right, and then Sister Ida, I praise God for his love, help, word, blessings, friendship, and answered prayer. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Zoom had a praise earlier, and I'll show her one that she recently put in the room in a little bit. She says, praise the Lord for the many blessings he has given us all, for a roof over our heads, food, my Bible, clothing, car, patrol, prayers, my church family, and most of all, for our hope of heaven with Jesus and the yearning for his presence day and night. Thank you, our precious and beloved, our loveliest and most glorious Lord Jesus. Amen. I echo that as well, sister. And little sister Jade says, I praise the Lord and for keeping us safe and for safe travels and for this Sabbath day. And we are back in Oklahoma and that God kept my dad safe. I like to add that the lightning last night stopped. Praise the Lord, sister. And sister Jania, praise the Lord for giving us another day to live on this Sabbath day. The wisdom I've received throughout this week, for the never-ending protection, and lastly, for my pet cat always giving me joy. Praise the Lord, sister. Yes, praise the Lord for our pets. They definitely are a blessing. And sister Luna, praise God for our church family, for this beautiful Sabbath day. Praise him for my grandma, mom, Damien, and Gabriel. Praise God for flowers and animals. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord I am not as I was before. And we all echo that, brother. I thank the Lord for his, he has huge capital letters, M-A-N-Y, many blessings. The Lord was, is, and always will be very good. Amen, amen, and amen, all in capital letters. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Pam, praise the Lord for his bountiful mercies and tender loving care, even though I don't deserve them. And I echo that too, sister. I feel I don't deserve all his blessings. Praise the Lord. He is so loving. Sister Fran put earlier, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the perfect peace that he gives to all of us. I also praise his name for his love, mercy, compassion, and his wisdom. I praise Jesus for his soon coming to redeem us. He is surely our Savior and friend and King. Praise the Lord, she says. And I echo that as well, sister. We are all so excited about Jesus coming very soon. Little brother Jojo, I praise the Lord that we got to get home safe and that my dad was safe too and that we got some upgrades on the house. Praise the Lord. Sister Hannah says, I want to praise the Lord for his amazing grace and his mercies being new every morning. I also would like to praise the Lord for the trials that teach us so many lessons, God's loving kindness and forgiveness, his correction, the guidance and help of the promised Holy Spirit, and his many, many, many blessings towards us. And then she posted Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Praise the Lord. Amen. And little brother Ezra, I praise the Lord that we had a good time in the camp meeting. Oh, praise the Lord, little brother. And then Sister Zoom, her praise that she put in the chat room. I was starting to notice my glasses were getting less effective for reading. I noticed my eyes seemed to be stained a bright green, and I panicked in epic form, starting to have a meltdown with fear. The enemy was whispering in my ear to make me believe it was something very, very serious. I prayed long and hard, then made an appointment with my opticians. The next day, my eyes had gone right back to normal. The optician said my eyes were fine and amended my glasses' strength. I now have new lenses and a new pair for long distance, and I'm so grateful to God. I believe it was an attack manifesting in my eyes, but God healed me immediately. Praise the Lord, sister. Added to that, I was thinking of making an extravagant purchase for my apartment. But at Sabbath evening study, Pastor spoke about why we don't have camp meetings in luxurious places, that we may not cause temptation in the hearts of the poor for worldly things and luxuries. I felt convicted and will make special effort to spend my resources on necessities and avoid useless adornments. Praise the Lord, sister. And then, Brother Matt, I want to testify of God's love, mercy, grace, peace, and favor concerning my household spiritual attack from the enemy of souls. I give him praise, honor, and glory for his protection and being a defense and shield over me and my household and all who dwell here. God is good all the time, even when we don't deserve it. Thank God for answering our prayers in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Barbara, I praise the Lord for his intervention. He saved my husband from dying. My husband was in the emergency ward in hospital for 3 days because he was losing blood in his urine. He has only one kidney, and suddenly they had to operate on his kidney, and they have put a stent in his kidney. The Lord is so good. I prayed so much for my husband, and the Lord answered my prayer. Praise the Lord, sister, and we will continue to keep your husband in our prayers. And I will drop the mic for now. I'm sure there's more coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I got a few more here. Okay, this first one here is from Brother Yaswanth. And he says, Sabbath blessings. I have a few praises to share. He says, Sabbath blessings to all of us. First of all, I praise Jesus and thank the Lord God Almighty for saving me with the righteous blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And this is my big praise for attending the camp meeting. Because, you know, the one in the Philippines he's talking about. He said that Satan tried to prevent me from attending the camp meeting while we were traveling from India. We stopped by a city to take the flight the next day. On that night, when we were going back to the room, coming out of the mall, there were steps. And because it's dark and I couldn't see properly, I stopped. And my left foot got injured and I collapsed. It is so painful that I can no longer travel with the baggage and I cannot walk properly to go back to the hotel. But really, after prayer, by the grace of God, I got some ice cubes from the hotel and my wife's massage helped me so that by the next morning, I was able to walk and carry our baggage. I really praise the Lord. I was able to travel such a long distance despite the injury. And also, I praise the Lord that we traveled so safe and secure and reached the camp meeting despite the attacks of Satan. And then he says, and also, I praise the Lord to meet in person with Brother Eli, Brother Alex, and Sister Hannah for the first time ever. I thank the Lord for the answered prayers that the purpose of my camp meeting attendance is fulfilled. I have some questions in my mind before attending the camp meeting and for which I have received answers during the camp meeting. And amen, that's why we meet. The Q&A thing that Jesus, yeah, we do it every night. Yeah, even in the Philippines, I guess, huh? And then he says, one such question I have is to understand the difference between purity and holiness. And that was revealed during the Sabbath message of the Empire of Purity and Holiness. That was really a need of the hour for me. I praise God for that message. And I want to echo that praise, too, because the way he's always worked with us in the Seventh-day Remnant movement, we, like even the sermon series that I'm working on now, I'm about the Sermon on the Mount, every now and then I stop and I do another sermon because he gives me one in that week. But even with the Sermon on the Mount series, that's probably going to take years to finish, I don't work on it until that week. And it's just like with Pastor Alvin or Brother Eli. When we get, you know, something from the Lord, we share it instantly. And we don't do the, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it on the internet. There's people that, pastors that buy sermons because they have nothing from the Lord to share. Well, if you're not walking with him, he's not going to use you to try to tell the people how not to walk or how to walk. And so it's nice to hear that this happened again. You know, someone comes and they need to hear something that was given that week in regards to the camp meeting. And so he goes on to say, I also praise the Lord that I'm able to get prayers for my sons. I also praise the Lord for all the delightful and joyous moments that we all had during the camp meeting. I'm also blessed to have the experience of a camp meeting because this is my first camp meeting. I am also very blessed to meet Pastor Alvin, Pastor Sidney, and all other brothers and sisters from all over the Philippines. I praise the Lord God for all worship done, corrections received, and God glorified. I praise the Lord that I learned many things from many of our brothers and sisters and advices received from them. And to start with how Pastor Alvin is very proactive in handling children being an example. How Sister Hannah keeps praising the Lord, and that really filled me with joy. And how Brother Eli helped me in handling things for me. And how Brother Alex was calm. How Sister Jafel and Brother Eli taught about healthy habits. How Sister Novi takes lead in the things. How Sister Jenny sets up everything and kept ready for the worship. And I am glad to mention how each and every one of the brethren accommodated our family. And we are very thankful to the Lord. And then he has one more paragraph, and he says, I praise the Lord that I went to a famous hospital in Cebu City, I guess that's how you say it, Cebu, to check my retina, as I have retinitis pigmentosa. And the doctor checked my eyes and said there might be macular edema in your eyes, which may damage the central vision of my eyes if not treated. She checked clinically, and it showed normal, but still doubted and asked and advised a CT scan on my eyes and found there is no macular edema. It's like she is also confused why it is not present, because the underlying condition in my eyes is severe and there are cataracts in my eyes. But I praise the Lord because it is not present in my eyes, because my God protects my eyes. I'm very, really very glad to hear that once again, how God takes care of my eyes. I am really grateful to my God for his amazing protection. And I praise the Lord also because by the time I was about to leave the Philippines, my left leg was almost healed and we traveled home very safe and sound. I also thank the Lord for his travel mercies. And once again, I wish you all a joyous and delightful Sabbath. Your brother in Christ, Brother Yaswat. Amen, my brother. Amen and amen. And does anybody, I got more here. I got to check my email too, but should I do another one here? Okay, I'll got one here from Sister Sarah. It's a short one because I just want to see if anybody else is going to be jumping on here. And then I have something from Sister Stephanie too, but we'll see what happens. All right, so Sister Sarah says, Sabbath blessings, church family. We want to praise our God for providing peace for us in our neighborhood. We have neighbors close to us who have been bullying and harassing us for 2 years now for no reason. We have been praying for them and trying to be kind to them anyway, but they haven't responded favorably to that. We just found out that they are moving very soon, and we are so thankful for the relief we will have. Love to you all, Sister Sarah. We'll keep you and your neighbors in prayer, Sister. That's sad, because it brings me back when, you know, I was kind of a crummy neighbor when I was a teenager. And I put some of the folks, annoyed some of the people that lived near us when we were teenagers. We didn't do it purposely. It was just were so many of us, 11 kids in the family, you kidding? So, all right, so am I dropping the mic or is, Brother Jesse and Sister Mary had their hand up. Okay, so let me drop the mic.
I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy it brings, for his mercy and long-suffering. For all the blessings he gives us, for the church family, for everything he does, for things we don't know, things that we can't even imagine. And even when he says no, it's truly a blessing, I find. And for the first time, I get to go to camp meeting, so I praise the Lord for that as well, and get to see all my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's going to be such a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Sabbath blessings. Is this mic okay? Praise the Lord. So I have one massive praise despite all of the just buffeting of just, all the buffeting of the devil. My paternal father, who used to be extremely worldly and even worship the devil through metal music, has recently turned to the Lord and is actively praising the Lord in my conversations with him. And this has been a really long time coming, and this can absolutely sound like it came out of nowhere, but this is exactly what happened, and this is the long form of the praise. My dad learned that I was a Christian back 3 years ago, but there was a lot of issues with my half-brother. Please keep Lane Basham in prayer. He had a really long history. My half-brother had a really long history of just sealing himself in his room and playing video games for, like, I would say 20 hours a day with barely any sleep, mostly staying up all night playing video games. It really wasn't until last month in which he started opening up, because apparently my father is going through a lot of trials and tribulations, and his entire house is basically going through enough trials to where their hearts are warming up to God. And suddenly, after my dad asked me for prayer, I offered him my half brother up to the prayer channels. And no, I'm not lifting up people. I'm lifting up the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God the Father, who has sanctioned my brother to have his heart changed as my brother yielded to Jesus Christ in a mental hospital. That's what I'm praying and praising for. When he finally opened up and had this sudden change of heart, well, my half-brother did, that's when it really clicked for my dad, in which there's really a saving and changing power with Jesus Christ. And while it wasn't of anything of my own volition, it wasn't of my own strength or my own power that my half-brother was saved, but it was by the merits of Jesus Christ alone that has opened the eyes of my paternal father. And I'm actually thinking about moving back to Kentucky if I'm called to go back to Kentucky, because it would be the greatest blessing to do Bible studies with my dad, who has neglected me for my entire life, just to, at the very end of the world, pray with him, Bible study with him. That's what I'm aiming for. And that would be the greatest victory in Christ that I have ever known. And I really wouldn't care if I did not receive the latter rain. So long as I have that gift, I will be perfectly content, and all my time here has not been wasted. Ultimately, there's even more praises for that too. There is a beloved Orthodox brother in Bulgaria. Please pray for him. His name is Bolshia. And Brother Christian, who I routinely Bible study with, well, we all three got together and we're actually making Discord bots together. We're studying the Word together deeper. And basically, because of this threefold cord that's been newly established, a lot of the dross on my end has been purged. Now, I'm still kind of horrible with children, but Brother Bolger is a gift from God, and not to mention, I have to accelerate here because I'm taking a lot of time, that the Fellowship of the Brethren in Texas, the amount of love offerings I got to pay rent when I couldn't pay rent through DoorDash, because I've been having a lot of mental overheating from all the heat here. It's really a mental thing. And so much more. Even though I have been falling a lot this entire week, and mostly this whole year, there's been a lot of victory. There's been a lot of power, and the virtue of the Lord is truly real, is the best way I can say it. And may you all have a blessed Sabbath.
All I can say is wow. praise God, because I know about you gave me a lot of inside information, brother, in regards to your dad, and that is just a major praise. I want to thank God with you for that as well, because that's a pretty good hurdle, I got to say, that the Lord Jesus took care of for you. It's just amazing. Anyway, let me get the sister Stephanie. I got a praise here from her. Okay, and she says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, brethren and sistern. I had to say it. she always says it that way, so yeah. She says, I pray everyone is doing well and having a wonderful Sabbath. I'm sorry this one is a bit long this month. Well, it's not that long, but it's long. And you know, long as they're not crazy long. Now, we haven't had any of those in a long time, so that's good. She says, I would like to praise our amazing Heavenly Father for his guidance, protection, mercy, grace, strength, salvation, and his love. He is too good to us. I want to thank him for a year full of blessings. I'm overwhelmed with joy from him. The blessing of not only church camp, but being able to have Sabbath together. I've never had the opportunity to spend Sabbath with brethren. It's so exciting. And the opportunity to have children, meetups, what a blessing. Meetups, children, okay, that's something I guess they're talking about right now. But anyway, she goes on. A few of us moms have been talking about ways to help our children in this falling world. We do try to have studies Monday through Friday, reading through the Bible, and even quiz days, but they needed something else as well. God moved us to see about meeting up every few months as able and willing to do in-person fellowship and studies. Well, if you guys are far apart, you know, we're going to be praying with you on that one, because that might be difficult. It says, but the Lord, we have a God. So yeah, I'm sure he'll take care of that for us. But she says that it's so wonderful. I will help us parents as well as the children. God is always good to help us out when we need him. I'd also like to praise him. And I shouldn't even mentioned that it's going to be difficult, because if the Lord would have this done, it's going to happen. Okay. And so, because those little ones, they're very important to us. We need to keep them blessed. And so, especially when they get up in the years, because the world is going to go after them when they're in their preteens and then teens. Oh, it's just this world, especially if they're going to public school or something. It's just awful what happens. So she says, I'd also like to praise him for this week. It was a very interesting week, filled with the joy of the blessings of the year, but also a bit of sorrow for a couple of things going on. But as always, God pulled through. He taught me good spiritual lessons. He also gave me the strength I needed to get our garden done this week. I was starting to get a little concerned because it had been raining quite a bit and I had to wait, but this week we started and finished it. All thanks to God. It's even more and better than I had planned. And his plans are always better, she puts in parentheses. And after we got the 5 days off from rain, it rained yesterday. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, so she got to water them. So, amen. And then she says, I know I say it every testimony Sabbath, but God is so amazing. He sees us and knows what we need. He will always provide for us. We just need to trust and obey him. He loves us and gives us far more than we deserve. He is so, so good. And then she shares Psalm 100, verse 4, that says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And then she finishes by saying, I pray y'all have a wonderful Sabbath, a wonderful, blessed rest of Sabbath. I love you all, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen and amen. Oh, and Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so let me drop the mic and I'll go check my emails.
Praise the Lord for all these wonderful praises. All right. So I do have some more to share. Let's see. Sister Marie says, Sabbath blessings to everyone. I give praise to the Lord for his blessings of waking me up every morning and guiding my days. I also give thanks for the love and healings he showers on us and feeding his word to us every day. I give thanks for the opportunities to share God's word with others and pray that seeds be watered. I give thanks for the hope to get our roof fixed. It's in process, but hasn't been agreed on between State Farm and the contractors and what my part might be, if any. I was told that fixing the roof will cause my taxes to go up, so I'm praying God's mercies will touch that part too. God has held me up even when I am not always strong, and he has shown me the way I should go. His words come pouring out my mouth when I'm speaking to others. God has taught me to forgive those who have hurt me and convicts me when I'm tempted. I thank the good Lord for all these beautiful days and the peace in my heart. Praise the Lord, dear sister. All right. And Sister Vanessa, she says, thank you, Lord, for another day to be alive and share God's love. Also, thank you for my garden. I have many tomatoes and beans growing. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Katie, I want to praise the Lord for his love, my salvation, and trials. Even though most of the time I don't understand them, I know they happen for a reason. I also praise the Lord for healings. I know he will help me and heal me just as he has done before. And sister, we'll keep you in our prayers for healing if you have any health issues going on. Brother Alex, praise the Lord for his long patience, long suffering, mercy, and grace. And now it may be abused or so-called taken advantage of anymore. And may it not be. Okay. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Mandy, I praise the Lord for my salvation, protection, guidance, healing, and peace. I also praise the Lord for answered prayers and the unanswered prayers. And recently my husband started joining me with praying out the Sabbath. And last night I started reading Christ's Object Lessons with him. So praise the Lord for that too. Oh, praise the Lord, sister. That is so wonderful. Brother Ted, Sabbath blessings to everyone. I would like to thank the Lord for my salvation and all the joy that comes with it, along with his multitude of blessings. I especially praise the Lord for hearing and answering my prayers. I was praying to the Lord on Thursday, asking him to send us more people to share his word with. Yesterday, we were walking through town when I was stopped by a former friend who approached me asking for Bible study. We exchanged phone numbers and carried on. Later on our walk, another former friend sought us out asking the same question. Are we still doing Bible studies? With hugs and grateful hearts, we said, of course. Praise the Lord for answered prayers. Praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, just keep praying and God will bring more people. To do Bible studies with. That's awesome. All right. I will drop the mic.
All right. Happy Sabbath. Do you hear me? Clear? Is it my clear? All right. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I want to praise the Lord for the inspiring testimonies we keep hearing every time we have a testimony Sabbath. Praise the Lord. You know, our God is truly awesome. He's really great. And he's really worthy of our worship and praise. Yeah, so this Sabbath, I want to praise and thank the Lord for all the blessings he has bestowed on our family. Of course, including the tests and trials that we must deal with because we needed them to gain more spiritual strength to be more than conquerors. Yeah, I thank the Lord for our salvation, for the peace, for the health, of course, and joy in serving him and the privilege of being part of his children in these last days. You know, I want to praise the Lord again for the success of the Philippine mission trip that we had. The camp meeting and the medical missionary outreach that we did make the brethren and even our visitors felt the presence of God in our midst. So praise the Lord on that. And you know, since the enemy hated the unity of the Philippine church, SDR Philippine church, he tried to attack us hard, especially the frontliners. For we know Satan's special temptations are directed against the ministry. So please pray for your SDR pastors, as we also pray for all the SDR church, that we will all do our holy work faithfully. As you know, one of our Philippine ministers, Gadi, left the church. That's bad news. Because he's full of pride and won't accept corrections and rebuke with humility from the Lord. He doesn't have any problem with the doctrines, actually. It's more about character. But he won't accept his mistakes. And instead of that, he's so impulsive. He's like, you know, immature. He left the church because of that. So please pray for him that he will realize and acknowledge his mistakes and repent before it's too late. No. Aside from that, I really praise the Lord because the Lord really is so good. He really sustained us during this time of trials in the church. If you imagine, when we came back from the trip, we still have to adjust our body with the time. You know, our time still mess up. But during this time of trials, we have to deal a lot of issues, answering questions and clearing the doubts from other church members that resulted from Gadi's impulsive decision. But I praise the Lord because he never failed us. In fact, I'm so happy because my health my system never come down like that. Even loss of sleep and even appetite or what, but I praise the Lord for, again, he sustained my family. Aside from that, I really praise the Lord because he helped the Philippine church, the SDR Philippine church, see the real story. Because, we started to get a blame because we are the one who rebuked, who corrected. Now the blame is on me, it's blame on Janiza and Sydney, but we just have to do our unpleasant duty. But when the church, we had a council meeting there online, you know, and I'm really thankful to the Lord that it made the church solidified and united, help us in helping us to front the scene in the camp and continue to uphold the faith of the remnant church. In fact, now they are planning to have a camp meeting and medical mission next year again, if God allowed it. So when is that? We still have to pray about it. The place also, it's all in God's hand. But again, we know how important the camp meeting is. And you know what? After cleaning the camp of Akans, new people come to the church. Imagine. We also have a new brother. We are training him as a layman to help Pastor Sydney for the work in the Philippines because it's so, so busy, the brothers and sisters. We are also eyeing one more brother who can help us. But, you know, we are still asking the Lord for an answer. We don't want to be in a hurry on this. So please join us in prayer that the Lord will send more workers in the field because the harvest is really great, not only in the Philippines, but around the world, even here in the States, in Kenya, Uganda, in India, places where the present truth is must be given. In fact, I praise the Lord for our brethren in India, Brother Yashua, and thank you so much for the testimony that I heard from him. He started to be more involved in the church activities. In fact, we have another brother, Brother Sudarshan, started to join us every Sabbath online. So let's pray for our brethren in India. I know how difficult their situation there, but God will lead them to carry out their God-given duty. Aside from that, our Kenyan SDR church, led by our brother Fanabake, he already received the SDR tracts that we mailed them, praise the Lord, and they are now very active passing them out. In fact, I'm going to share some pictures that he sent to us here. Okay. I don't know if you will see that. He said, yeah, so that you have some, idea what I'm talking about. He sent us a picture so you can also see. He said many tracts are issued without taking photos according to the situation, for not all like to be taken pictures like that. And also, by the way, Brother Fanda Bates lost his beloved mom, who passed away at the age of 103. Imagine that, 103. Late last month. So please pray for comfort to his family. So all in all, the Lord is so good, and the holy work is very productive by God's grace, online and offline. We know that we will not be staying online that long, so we are also praying that the Lord will lead us to continue the work even offline. So pray, let's keep praying on the publishing ministry. I praise the Lord because even Brother Ellie sent me a quotation earlier that, the printed word of truth must be translated in different languages and must be carried to different places. So those who have talent in translation, okay, the Lord is calling you to step up and do your God-given ability in expanding the word. We have Tagalog, we have Cebuano, we have even Japanese. We have Japanese brethren, don't you know, dear brothers and sisters? We have Kenyan, Ugandan, Spanish as well. So, yeah, just step up. If the Lord is impress you to translate them, just do. What the Lord leads you to do. Thank you so much, Lord, for all these talents. And that's why, even French. In fact, we have French Bible study lessons. So, again, all in all, the work is really blessed, very productive. I keep praising the Lord for His mercy and goodness that He is blessing the SDR Church around the world so that we can fulfill our duty to share our faith around us with the best of our ability and, of course, be prepared for His very soon coming. So that's all for now, my dear church family. God bless you all, and I love you all.
Amen. And Brother Alex, I wouldn't worry about that. Truth is truth. That's the sad thing is, he literally sent a letter of separation. So we can't even do a 1 Timothy 5 on him. He literally formally left the church. So, yeah. Amen. Love you too, Pastor Alvin. So, and thank you again for everybody praying for us, because we pray for you, you know, because we're under attack on a regular basis. And it's not just attacks that everybody else, like with the temptations from Satan and stuff like that. He figures out some way to try to make it look, some idiocy look attractive, which, praise God, we know about our wretched flesh, and so we more or less keep that at bay. And I praise God for the way Jesus helps us in that area and helps, I mean, everything from diet to just plain things of the flesh, you know, from the eyes to the hands. It doesn't matter, whatever, you know, Satan's going to figure out whatever he can to play around in the flesh. So, what I look at it as an awesome test to make at home. We're all being interviewed, a job interview, you know. So, but I got a praise here from Sister Novi. And she says, "Save a blessings, everyone. Firstly, I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies going to and from the Philippines." And I got to say, you know, what happened at the Philippines and how many attended, and there would have been twice as many, but the enemy of souls did this thing where they had politicians in the area handing out money, so some of the people didn't come to the camp meeting. But, you know, the Lord got the people that needed to be there, those are the ones that were there. So praise God for that. So maybe the Lord allowed that to prevent problems, because we got enough. You don't need to be borrowing any. So anyway, she goes on to say here, Sister Novi, she says, "Secondly, I want to praise him for allowing us to meet our brethren in the Philippines. I am very blessed to witness God's miracle during Sabbath lunch break." And for those of you that don't remember what she's talking about there, Pastor Evan let us in on it a couple, 3 weeks ago. I don't remember when he did it. And maybe he can touch on it again later. But there wasn't enough food, and somehow there was. And, you know, the 5 fishes and 2 loaves. So, amen. Sister, she goes, Sister Jessie loved it. Sister Jessie and I were about to serve the lunch when we saw the food. Okay, she is going to go into detail. She goes, "We saw the food on the table. We were concerned that it wasn't enough to feed everyone. By the looks of it, it could feed 30 people, but there were approximately 80 people, including the children, that we needed to feed." Oh, wow, I didn't know it was that big of a difference. I knew there was a lot of people there. I just didn't know that, praise his name. She says, "We both looked at each other and said that we will trust that the Lord will make this enough for everyone, just like the miracle of Jesus with the 5 loaves of, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." I did it the other way around. I did the 5 fish and 2 loaves. Anyway, there was a very long single line formed, first the children and then the adults. We all observed that the food is not running out until everyone was able to eat. It was an amazing experience to see God's hand move. God bless, and Sabbath blessings to everyone. So amen and amen. It just never gets old hearing about that, because I love the seeing our Lord's hand move. I also wanted to praise the Lord for, because one of the sisters was mentioning here in regards to the garden and the rain and all that. And then we had the cold, and that, I've already apologized to the Lord about this, even though it's not sin. I was walking around in the midday prayer one day, and I noticed the greenhouse door, the top part of the door, was open, and it was a windy day. And I knew a storm was coming in, and I thought, well, you know, the house will probably block the wind because it is behind the house and stuff like that. But and the first thought that came to my mind was a section of the roof was going to pop out from the wind blowing in from that door. I need to close that door. But I just got lazy and just continued to walk away and pray, and, you know, I just ignored it. Sure enough, a couple, 3 hours later, it just popped that whole big section, 4 foot by 4 foot, got popped out of the roof, so I got to put that back in. But I'm waiting to where the weather is good for a couple days, because I want to build a sliding window, because that greenhouse, even though I put a fan in it, and then windows, because it didn't come with the windows. It came with the fan, and, you know, but it would get well, the thermometer says 120, but it would just bam, you know, go all the way down to 120. You couldn't grow anything in there with that heat. And so that's why I put in the windows and extra fan and open the door. But I always wanted to remove a section of the roof. But you can't just open it and let it sit there like on an angle. Because the wind we get out here, even though we put the trees around it, that we bought some trees to get to block it from the wind, the wind circulates all over the place. I even have an anemometer up there on a blue sky day because of the way the buildings are situated. 90-mile-an-hour wind on that anemometer. And that's on the top of the greenhouse, so I knew it was in a windy spot, and it made it. And so, but now we're going to be able to have that section opened up and then close it when it's raining, obviously, because the temperature is stabilized in there now, so I can start growing stuff in there. But finally, the rain did stop, and I was able to get a bunch of taters planted in the raised garden. And then Fran had some onions laying around, the big onions, and then I put some of those in there and got that going. But the Lord planted for us some beans. And because we had a bunch of beans growing last year, and it looks like they started up again, praise God. And then I got a bunch of chives. I grow those every year. I just remember when I was a teenager, I'd sit down in the back of the house and just pluck the chives and eat them right there in the back of the house when I was a teen. And because they just keep coming back. So, and the main reason I put the chives in the raised beds too is because, as well as a little, this one yellow flower, I can't remember the name of it, is to keep the aphids out. Certain plants you put in your garden will keep certain pests out. And it did. We didn't have any aphids. So I didn't plant any tomato yet, but I want to. One of the brothers, as a matter of fact, got it right here. Praise God, I found it. We have a pear tree, and then a deer came along, and like it did to our cherry tree, and the deers came and ate the bark because they love fruit tree bark, I guess, right? And so it killed the pear tree and it killed the cherry tree, but the cherry tree and the pear tree had baby trees. And so the baby trees came up just fine and nice and big and pretty, and they got little tiny pears all over them and little tiny cherries all over them, and that's it. They never grow. And I don't know if a brother heard about that, but I got a donation in the winter of this year, and I'm going to plant them this year. Korean pear seeds. A bag of them, and there's maybe 30 of them in here. I'm going to try it. I'm going to start it in the greenhouse and see how much I can get going, because Fran got a fig tree she got going, so that's grown, but we got to pull it in the house every year, and boy, that ain't easy. Thing's heavy. And so I want to praise the Lord for that, too, that we got the garden going. We didn't do the garden like Sister Marissa and Brother Tony did. I'm just doing it more or less in the raised beds. Marigolds, that's it. That's the olive tree. Yeah, Fran made it. She's got an olive tree, and yeah, it was the marigolds. That's the one. And the way we got the raised beds set up, I don't have to keep putting new dirt in every year, because before I filled them with dirt, I filled them with a bunch of rotting wood from the forest we have in the back, and that way they'll just keep on replenishing the soil. And so we're good to go there. I might put some new topsoil for here and there, like on a plant and stuff. But I didn't do that with the taters because it was potatoes, you know. So we're good there. Because I know in the coming years, I'm hoping we have a camp meeting next year in 2026 as well. But 2027, I don't know, brothers and sisters, with all the weird things that are going on. And now they're starting to talk about some big old catastrophe that they're all scared about. And, you know, they don't even know what it is. And so it looks like that's the year they're going to possibly enforce the mark with the buy and sell. So, you know, hopefully we can have a camp meeting next year. So, yeah, that too, leaves. Amen. Yeah, just any kind of, you know, compost. And I got compost, one compost bin, but I use that for making tea, compost tea. So, but I got to get out there. Now that the servers are out of the house, I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. I could do more stuff around the house. I can get out there. Because I like working outdoors. I just love being out there. So, the Lord started the garden up again, and we have our own little heavenly garden this year. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but a lot of times we'll just have a pile of food just growing and we never plant it. That's where we put our kitchen scraps, and the food just starts growing. And so I praise his name for that, too. Somebody had their hand. I think Sister Mindy had her hand up. Someone to drop me the mic here so that she can get on.
All right. This has been an amazing testimony Sabbath so far. All right. I'm going to go ahead and read the ones that were just posted in the room so I do not forget to read those, because I have some that I've copied as well. Brother Eli, just put in the room. I praise the Lord gave me and Jafel an opportunity to preach to three people regarding vegan diet. They asked us if we are SDA just because we don't eat meat. We talked about how God warned us what to eat and not to eat, the hormones, injections on meat, and many more. Another time when we were in a taxi and the driver lives in Cebu, but he is from Makati City, he told me about scallops being cheap in a certain island in Cebu. That opened a door to talk about us not eating unclean foods. I gave him some tracts and he gladly accepted it. Praise the Lord for all the tracts that have been distributed to people. Please pray the Lord waters the seeds of truth in his perfect timing. Praise the Lord, brother. It's amazing how God opens the door for us to share the truth with people. I love that. And then Sister Hannah, I would like to praise the Lord for this Sabbath and Sabbath testimony. I'm filled with many tears of joy and great thanks to our God for his love and grace toward me and us all. I would like to share a praise I shared in the room a few weeks ago again. I would like to praise the Lord for his protection and grace towards me always. And these past few weeks, about a week ago, I had accidentally eaten a peanut or something that had touched a peanut, and it caused me to have an allergic reaction. I am allergic to peanuts, in parentheses. By God's grace, I had a bad reaction, but my throat didn't close, and I could breathe the whole time, so didn't have to go to ER after all. God is so kind. Praise the Lord, sister. And I also like to praise the Lord for him allowing me to have this reaction in the time I have needed to take off of work to recover, as God knew I needed it. Praise his holy name. I needed the time to pray, reflect, to reply to some messages, and spend more time with the Lord so I could receive the correction and much guidance I needed. What a loving and merciful God we have. Amen. I would also like to praise the Lord for the many blessings from my trip to the Philippines, his grace in keeping all of us safe and allowing my health to be strong during the trip while I was there, even when I had accidentally had some dairy without knowing it. God is so gracious, kind, and merciful to me and us. I cannot thank him enough for the trials and for bringing me to this blessed church, God's church. I love you all, and I pray you all have a blessed rest of your Sabbath day. Praise the Lord, sister, and we love you too. Oh, that's so wonderful. All right, so now I'm going to go to my other ones here that I have copied. All right, let's see. Okay. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Brother Stefan, I praise God for answered prayer regarding my health. Past month, I have been dealing with flaky, itchy scalp. I did not know what it was, and so I simply asked God to heal my scalp. I did not lose faith that God would heal, and I praise God he answered my prayer, although not in the way I expected. I just expected a healing without much changing. But a few days ago, I realized what my condition most likely is. God allowed me to discern that the problem with my scalp was most likely yeast. God blessed me to also put together the details on how this could have happened. As God was helping me, I looked up the diet that would help me overcome this yeast problem. And in the research, I learned, by God's grace, the majority of my diet for the past 6 months to a year has contributed to yeast presence, caused the yeast presence. I was eating dates basically every day with pistachios, nearly every day with peanuts and wheat products. And all these things, which were the staples of my diet, were all mentioned as causes of agitators of the yeast in my body. So to overcome this, I remembered from Barbara O'Neill's lectures that if there is a yeast presence in the body, all sugary fruit would not be very beneficial as it would be used by the yeast. So I immediately went back to my old diet of vegetables and legumes with nuts and seeds. And praise God, I felt the difference the first day. and it is only getting better. My scalp is not as flaky, and it is not as intense in itchiness. There are many, there are many other praises to give to or praise God for salvation in Jesus Christ, love of God, peace of God, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. God is very good, and I praise God for allowing me to go through this trial. Oh, praise the Lord, brother. And that is so true. You know, we go through these trials because maybe we need to change something in our diet. And, you know, amen to that. Praise the Lord. Sister Zoom had put in the room. Today was village fair called Lilia's Day. It is a 200-year-old festival that celebrates old traditions. I was tempted to venture out. My neighbor woke me up and she asked me to move my car for the parade, which passed right in front of my house, and informed me that they were heading to the park. I was tempted to go to the local park only a few minutes away to spend a short hour at the fair. I decided to pray instead, and the Lord had me eat something, and then a sleep came over me. I slept for just over an hour, then the Sabbath service started. It was as if the Lord put me to sleep to stop me from leaving the house so I would not attend the worldly event. God works in mysterious ways. I now know that attending a village fair is breaking the Sabbath. Maybe not so much going for a walk, but the temptation to buy things and being drawn away from concentration on the Lord on his blessed Sabbath day to concentrate on worldly entertainments and spectacles, which is not profitable at all. I was pleased I did not go, and thank God for being my guide. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Eli had put another praise in the room earlier. He says, first of all, I praise the Lord for our salvation and the joy that comes with it. I praise the Lord for the recent camp meeting that was held in the Philippines. Praise the Lord, I met a lot of new faces and truly were blessed for meeting Brother Yaswat and his family and other families. The patience and humbleness of the brethren helped me to learn more of Christ's character. It helped me to see things that I need to work on my character. When we attend a camp meeting, and if we don't try to get ready, our own shortcomings may expose us in the congregation during the camp meeting. The enemy hates camp meetings and giving glory to God, so he attacks the members to ruin their walks. Whether it be a pastor or a regular church member, no one has any excuse not to clean their acts before camp meetings. Correction and proper upbringing truly starts at home. If we have a habit of receiving corrections openly without getting offended, it will help us grow in character. I praise the Lord for the calm characters of brethren in the camp meeting and not having any problems in apologizing if they need to do so. The unbelieving visitors are watching us, and if we act in accordance with God's commands, more people will come to seek Christ. Praise the Lord for the humility and lowliness of mind. And then he put in here, I believe this is from Sister White. It is not only by preaching the truth, not only by distributing literature, that we are to witness for God. Let us remember that a Christ-like life is the most powerful argument that can be advanced in favor of Christianity, and that a cheap Christian character works more harm in the world than the character of a worldling. Not all the books written can serve the purpose of a holy life. Men will believe not what the minister preaches, but what the church lives. Too often the influence of a sermon preached from the pulpit is concentrated by the sermon preached and the lives of those who claim to be advocates of truth. Amen to that. I totally agree with that. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Brother Eli. And then I'm going to look in the room, see if there's any more praises here. All right, I think. Brother Jesse posted, praise the Lord for the food mercies. I did eat some kosher eggs and they were pretty good. I also been undernourished, so that may be why. Oh, okay. Additional praise from Sister Novi was posted in the room. During the camp meeting, Jojo had an asthma attack. I monitored his oxygen level constantly, and around 10 p.m. his oxygen dropped down to 86%. So I grabbed my backpack ready for us to go to the hospital. One of the sisters said to try honey form juice of ginger, garlic, onions, lemons, and honey. First sip, he threw up. but he was able to hold down the second one. After 5 minutes, his oxygen went back up to 96%. Praise the Lord for his natural remedies. We didn't have to go to the hospital that night. Praise the Lord, sister. Yes, praise the Lord for his natural remedies. Amen to that. All right, I think that's it for now. If I've forgotten anybody's praises or missed them, please let me know. I don't want to miss anybody's praises. All right, I'll drop the mic.
Go ahead, Brother Anthony.
Happy Sabbath, family. Can you hear me? Alrighty, praise the good Lord. I was contemplating on whether to just get on the mic or share my praise via email, but considering the time, I just thought, well, I might as well just get on the mic because I feel like it would take me quite a while if I typed it. And no, I don't have a lot to share, but I'm very punctual when it comes to my typing, but nonetheless, I just want to praise the Lord so much for, you know, how he has provided us with the food in our bellies, the clothes in our back, the roof over our head, just providing for our homes and our lives every day, and like he always does. So first and foremost, the salvation and the joy that comes with it. I'm also just ecstatic and just full of praise for, you know, the praises here that have been shared. You know, God is so good to just for me to be able to witness what he's doing in the lives of my brethren. It just fills me up with so much joy. I can't even describe it. Now, as far as what's going on personally over in our neck of the woods, I want to praise the Lord for had two visitors come to our house on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday?
Thursday.
It was Thursday. Oh, on Thursday, excuse me. They were some of Sister Danny's old friends that she used to attend church with when she was a Seventh-day Adventist. There's a praise behind that in the sense, you know, because the family in question, you know, they left this particular SDA church and now they're just kind of going, they still keep the Sabbath and, you know, and they're still Seventh-day Adventist. However, they kind of float around to different churches. They're not structured in one particular church. They said they just go wherever the Holy Spirit leads. And I take that. I just listen and I'm like, okay, well, praise the Lord. But the praise behind that is that they're not familiar with a lot of end time events. Namely, they're not familiar with the significance behind Pope Leo XIV's papacy and what all this means in the lens of Bible prophecy. So it was a praise. I want to praise the Lord that Danny and I got the chance to plant the seeds with them to show them how important that this all is. And we got to tell them that, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is not teaching this, these types of things to their congregation anymore. It's like the church reminds me of any typical Sunday church. And it's very unfortunate because, you know, they dropped their banner. They dropped their banner and, they no longer, preach the three angels' messages. And, you know, and this kind of falls in line with a prayer that I had the other night. I was talking to the Lord and I'm like, Lord, where are the Elijahs of today? You know, cause we have to sound the alarm. And I know the only one that's sounding the alarm is the remnant movement. And so, you know, got the chance to share the significance behind all that's going on. Got to mention Project 2025 to them, which they had never even heard of.
They heard about it. Well, they don't know. They don't know the details of it.
I think
they've heard of it, but they don't know the details.
She didn't sound like she was familiar with it. Well,
either way, it seems unfamiliar.
It seemed very unfamiliar to them, so we got to share that with them. And what I thought was going to be maybe an hour visit ended up turning into 4.5-5 hours of a visit. And they stayed and they had dinner with us. And, you know, it was a blessing because these are people that Danny hadn't seen in 8 years. So it was a bit of a reunion, but while also it was nice to have them there, while also being able to share the truth with them so that, you know, they can be familiar with these things and share it with as many as possible. And also we sent them on their way with literature. We gave them tracts, gave them Arlac, gave them healing leaves, and also gave them two copies of Pastor Nick's book, The Mark of the Beast, is about to be enforced. So please keep them in prayer. Their names are Naomi and Nadia. So again, Naomi and Nadia.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. You're welcome.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. Something else.
Oh, yeah. He was Sister Pam shared a recipe. But, But what else do I want to praise the Lord for? I also want to praise the Lord, too, for everything's going well with the baby's development. We're 30 weeks now. 30 weeks, so
7.5 months.
7.5 months. We're almost there. And Danny had her 28-week appointment a couple weeks ago. That went very well. Praise the Lord for that. Baby's heartbeat is very well, so praise the Lord for that as well. And also we got the chance to welcome our home visiting nurse to our house as well. And, you know, we shared the truth about the Sabbath with her. And so God's been working and bringing people our way. And, you know, in the 2 years that we've been at the place we live at now, Naomi and Nadia were only the third visitors we had ever had, which just shows we don't get visitors that often. So to be able to open up our door like that to others and just pray that the fragrance of heaven just diffuse throughout the house and that everyone feels the peace of Christ, it's such a joy. I just wanted to just share those things. I praise the Lord for the Sabbath and all that's been going on today. And I praise the Lord for all the other praises as well. So continue to have a happy Sabbath, everybody. Danny and I and the baby, we love you all.
God bless everyone. God bless. We love you. Happy Sabbath blessings.
Bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me, oops. I just checked my emails. I don't have any more. I'll check them one more time here. Is anybody, Sister Mindy's got more. So let me just check the email just out of curiosity. And because it's not an in-house server, it takes me a moment or 12 to get these emails. Okay, so that one's empty. That one's empty. That one's empty. Well, there's nothing new. They're not empty. But yeah, I'll drop the mic.
All right. Praise the Lord. I'll go ahead and share my testimony. And please let me know if I missed any of your praises. I will definitely share them on the mic. Okay. I want to praise the Lord for this wonderful, beautiful testimony Sabbath. It's just so uplifting, and it's a blessing, you know, to all of us when we hear, you know, our praises, and it encourages us all as to continue fighting the good fight. And I know you all feel the same way. And I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy it brings, and the peace it brings. And, you know, I praise the Lord for, you know, helping me, let's just say he's helping me to eat better, and showing me different, you know, different ways to make my diet better. And I praise him for that. I kind of went away from eating mostly raw, and I noticed it in my health, and I was gaining weight, and you know, I just seem more sluggish and not as much energy. And then, you know, it's like, you know, the Lord just kind of reminded me, remember when you used to eat mostly raw and how good you felt? And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. So I'm back to eating more fruits and vegetables and, you know, eating some rice and beans and potatoes and, you know, have a starch with it and not, you know, trying to stay away from, you know, the processed foods, even though it's healthy food, you know, like your breads and whatever. I'm trying to, you know, eat more raw food. And I do notice a big difference, and I just praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for all our gardens. You know, everybody's getting their gardens going, and it's such a blessing to see, you know, the plants grow, and you just praise God because, you know, He's the one that's making those plants grow. We have to do the watering, obviously, and the weeding. And I think about that, too, when you're out in your garden and you know, pulling weeds. Just think, when we're in the new earth and we have our own gardens on the new earth, we won't have to pull weeds. And we won't have little pests that are, you know, wanting to, you know, ruin our garden. So I so look forward to that. And I praise the Lord. I was getting convicted about, you know, fasting more. And I was kind of, you know, thinking, you know, because normally when I fast, I do a 24-hour fast. But I was thinking about, you know, maybe I should do a 3-day fast and really, you know, not only for spiritually, but for, you know, physically, health reasons. And so I was praying about it. And then Pastor Nick, I don't know if you remember, Pastor, but you had mentioned about going on a 3-day fast. And that just confirmed it with me. It was like, okay, this is confirmation from the Lord to go on a 3-day fast. And I just praise the Lord because I thought I'm not going to be able to do this. There's no way. I love food too much. But you know, to overcome the flesh in that way and to basically, you know, the flesh is under your subjection. I mean, it's under you. You are, you know, overpowering, your spirit is overpowering the flesh, and that's what we want to do. And so, I didn't do a total water fast. I did juice. I did a juice fast, with carrots, cucumbers, what else? A green apple and celery. And I just juiced that, and I had that 3 times a day. And of course, my water. And so I just praise the Lord. It was such a blessing to do that. I encourage all of you, if you've never done a 3-day fast, to do it. It just, you know, and your studies are so much better, and you just, it's wonderful. And thank you, Pastor Nick, for confirming that was something I should do. And I praise the Lord, for helping me do it. And I want to do it at least once a month now, or as the Lord guides me, you know, if I need to do it for any, like a specific prayer or something that I'm struggling with, to definitely do it. But I pray the Lord for all his blessings, all his natural remedies, all his healings. I mean, I can just go on and on, and I know all of us could, and echo your praises that were shared, amazing praises. This has been a beautiful, wonderful testimony Sabbath, and I love you all. God bless.
Praise the Lord, sister. Huggies, huggies, huggies. Oh, man. It's just so nice the way, and we don't even realize we're doing it. When we say something, it affects each other. I don't know how many times you guys have said things, and it just got me to my knees and made me, like, I learn a lot. I watch people. I've always been that way. And I learned so much from everybody around me and my church family, of course. And so, praise God. That's just the way he's always worked. Like Paul says, we are the epistle of Christ. You know, with some people, that's the only Bible they read when they look at Christians. And so, praise God. Virtual hug. So, all right. Let me check my email one last time. I don't have any more texts. I still have that voicemail, but I'll check that later. I just hope that we haven't lost any more cabins. I mean, there were 13 cabins with all the linens and everything and the toilet and, you know, all that. And you can cook in them as long as you use those camp stove things that they said. I don't know why the website says one thing and they say another on the phone, but that's just somehow it works, and that's fine. And then there's the 5 cabins that are still. Out of the 13, there's only 10 left, last I heard. And then five of the cabins where they're for the young guys and girls that, you know, that it's closer to the, I mean, it's right there by the camp toilet slash shower area. And so, you know, because the old folks, we have a tendency to get up quite a few times in the night to go to the bathroom. So thank you for being kind to the old folks. and then, of course, anybody that wants to have a tent, let us know in advance. Fran and I have, I think she bought two or three or four of them. I don't know. We got a big one back there that Brother Eli and the other brothers, when they came out and visited us for a few days, set it up right by the greenhouse last year. And it's big, you know, and so it's not big, but it's enough for, you know, five or six guys. And then we got a couple of smaller tents. And there's hotels nearby. I don't know if we're going to get as many people as you see at the Philippines because Americans, you know, I don't get it. and it always brought me to tears. There was the videos that used to be made out there in the Philippines of handing out the tracks and even the little kids handing out the tracks, and absolutely everybody was taking a track. And that literally brought me to tears watching that in the Philippines. It was years ago that somebody made that video, and it always hit me hard. And out here, I could stand on the street corner for an hour and a half and maybe one or two people will take a track, but that's okay. They're the ones that needed to see it, and so praise God. Let's see. Okay. I'll have to answer this later. Okay, so let me check the email one last time. You know how I am. I just it's too late to do fellowship, so we're just going to go our separate ways. Okay, check that one, okay, no. The only new email I got is the one I sent to myself from Sister Hannah in regards to, I think it was Hannah or somebody, but that picture for the recipe. I know garlic will do. I don't have asthma, but I had some issues some time ago with my lungs. I think I was dosed by hemlock because we have hemlock on our land. And so I had a problem breathing for a while there. And now that's gone too. It's just praise God. But I noticed that if I took a whole garlic, crushed it up a little bit, and put honey on it, and then chewed that up and steered clear of Fran for a while, you know, that garlic breath. I could breathe. It would take either that or Labelia. They take Labelia. You could actually purchase that. I know a doctor out in Oregon that a natural doctor that her name is Swanee, Dr. Swanee, and she sends that to. Well, I purchase it from her. And then what has been happening, you know, works really well for me as well. But this takes about Labelia takes about 15 minutes, and then mullein and marshmallow. Mullein and herbs, you know, and marshmallow herb, not the marshmallow candy, you know, the marshmallow herb and the mullein herb. 10, 15 minutes after taking these, I can breathe good. And the garlic, 5 minutes. Labelia, 10, 15 minutes. But I never tried this with the lemons and the onions and the three cloves of garlic. It's like, whoa, Nelly. So I'm thinking that'll work. And looks like Brother Zimbe has got his hand up, so let me drop the mic, and then I'll check the email again after he's done. That was your cue there, Brother Zimbe. Do you have your mic on? I'm not hearing it. Okay, there you go.
Sorry about that, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, praise his name and forget not all his benefits. I praise the Lord. I want to thank him so very much for taking good care of me and my wife. I really thank the Lord for the way He has been dealing with us, has been supporting us, and it's something that I really especially thank the Lord for, is that He has kind of put a hunger and thirst in my heart for deeper waters. I'm really more thirsty to drink more deeper and deeper in the Word and deeper in the experience of having His presence with me. I just can't have enough. I want more. I just want to drink more and more of the beauty of that holiness of the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He's slowly by slowly feeling it, and it's giving me joy in my heart. And I really thank Him for that. I thank Him for His providences, shelter that I have on my head, the clothing, the air that I breathe, the food that He gives us. And I really spend much more of my time on my computer, being a lot more there. I really thank the Lord for His goodness. I thank the Lord for all of you, for your prayers, and I request that you pray for me. I'm really in a situation where I really don't know what's next in my life. I just want to take it a day at a time, but I really need direction from God. He's the one that guides our footsteps. I really don't know what He's calling me to do. Go full-time in ministry or part-time as I work in the world. I really don't know at the moment, but I believe He will guide and lead me as He has always guided and led His people. But above all, I can say that God is good. He has always been good. A brother of mine has just got an accident. He was on a bicycle from fellowship with us. He got an accident along the way, but it's not so bad. He's got some treatment, but he's having some pain. Praise the Lord that he's still alive. And he's not broken any bone. Just a cup of blood, but not so much. But he's alive, just having some pain. But we praise the Lord that He has sustained him until this time. So I thank the Lord for all of you. Please continue praying for him. His name is Emmanuel. Please keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers, that the Lord may give me guidance, and that He can feel also this thirst to drink deeper and deeper in the waters of life as He has placed it upon my heart. And God bless you all. And I really pray that everything moves on well in the CAP meeting. May the good Lord bless you. May He speak to you through His word and through everything that He allows to happen to your lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the King of the universe. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Zimbi. I have a couple more that you posted in the room I wanted to share. Sister Lynn, I also praise the Lord for having enough vacation for the convocation. Praise the Lord, Sister, you'll be coming. I pray everyone is able to make it. As Pastor Nick shared, this might be our last camp meeting to be all together. So do everything you can, brothers and sisters, to make it. And plus, we would love to see those that we've never met before in person. All right. And Sister Leticia, I praise God that even though my car has died out on me twice recently within a week, He has kept me calm. And one time was probably gas, my brother says, possible faulty gas leverage, seeing I had quarter of a tank, but the next breakdown I had more than half a tank. So maybe not a faulty gas leverage thing. All I know is that God is good and I can still drive my car, but I do need a mechanic. My van obviously needs some other type of TLC than what I normally do regularly. I thank God for His protection while on the road. God is good. And sister, I can echo that prayer too, because we have an old truck, and it's by the grace of God that truck is still running. So it's just another way for us to see God's hand move, right? I mean, it's just, it's awesome to see how He just keeps that you know, our vehicles, even though they're not, you know, might be older vehicles, it keeps them going. And then Sister Barbara had put in the room, I praise the Lord after my operation on my knee, I suffered intestinal virus for 15 days and allergy to medicine. So 5 days ago, I prayed to the Lord and asked him to heal me. I stopped taking all the medicine the doctor gave me, and praise the Lord, I am much better now. Praise the Lord, sister. That is so, so amazing. All right, I think that's all of them. Let me scroll down, see if there's any more that were added in the room. All right, I think that's, oh, and Sister Batisha says, I even had battery, alternator, and starter test. All is good. Praise God. Praise the Lord, sister. All right, I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. I just checked. I'm going to check it one more time because, you know, I just want to. Hopefully we'll get another praise, but this has been one of the longer praise, testimony services. And so, you know, you just don't want to give up on a good thing, you know. Oh, Brother Zimbe has another one? Okay, go ahead there, brother. And I already added your brother Emmanuel, right? Yeah, with the bike accident. I just emailed that to myself, too. So, all right, so I'll drop the mic for you.
I want to thank the Lord for lately I was buying data bundles on my phone. And it was working, but not so well. But recently, I decided to buy a router, and it got me some kind of trouble registering. The SIM card was not so easy, but because the telecom company had some issues, so it took a while. But I thank the Lord that I managed to have, now I have Wi-Fi in my home. I really praise the Lord for that precious and beautiful achievement and providence. So praise His name. So Nick, I have internet in my home now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good. Because that's not easy to do in your neck of the woods, from what I understand. So that's nice. Now we can stay in contact a lot easier. And so praise the Lord. So has anybody else got any other praises? I'm checking my mail again. If not, we'll just, oh, wait. I got one from Brother Mo. Nothing like waiting until the last minute there, bro. Hey, whatever we get, that's great. Okay, let me just see if the other emails. Okay, I just got one from Brother Mo. All right. Okay, let me move this out to a different screen so it's easier to read. Okay, here it goes. Brother Mo, he says, I'd like to praise the Lord for allowing me to have my daughters and son for the next few weeks. My kids and I just did our Bible study, and it was truly a blessing, and they really enjoyed it. My daughter, Natalie, really was into it and said this time she feels more like she wants to know more about God and wants to participate. Wow. Praise God. He says, he goes on, he says, I praise the Lord for hearing my prayers about being able to teach my kids and don't live with me. And this today is answered prayer. I want to praise God for allowing me to have the opportunities to build my faith where most people would think that God's not hearing their prayers. Also, would like to praise God for our brothers and sisters in Christ who've been there for me when I'm feeling down. So thank y'all. Amen. And I'd like to echo that too. It's nice to be able to have a shoulder to cry on or just a brother or sister to hug. It really does. And that when you pray for us, that is the most amazing gift that we can give each other is prayer. Because, and I think about that too, like every now and then I'll walking through the day and a name comes to mind, like Bob Myers. Now he died recently, but this was a guy I used to hang with. And out of the blue, his name kept coming up, and I couldn't find him. I was looking all over the internet for months, well, a little over a year. And but his name kept coming up, so I prayed for him because I was thinking maybe I'm the only one praying for him. So, you know, because that's how it is sometimes, that people come from families that just don't pray and don't believe, and maybe he needed prayer. Well, I finally found him the day after he died. I found his obituary. And so that was a little rough for me because he was, you know, he was a friend I had from, like, out of the blue. His name kept coming up because every now and then, like, I'm walking through the woods and praying and, you know, talking to the Lord, and a person from way in my past will come up. And I'll just throw up a quick prayer for them. And when we do that for each other, brothers and sisters, that is, you're going to know more about how wonderful that is when we get home and we go through those books. And we see all the amazing things, or like when we find out how the angels did that. I had no clue an angel did that, or an angel prevented that, or caused this. All these amazing things we're going to see, and how we were for each other with the prayers and stuff. Like when we pray for someone, the Lord's going to send an angel to that person and help them with whatever we're praying about. There's always a reason, you know, always a reason for the prayer. And the way the Lord moves his hand. There's always a reason for him to move on you to pray for somebody. So thank you for praying for me. And Fran and I will continue praying for you guys. We will pray for us. And then we always pray for you guys, all everybody. Amen and amen. Okay, so let me check my email one last time. I'm half tempted to put my email server back in the house. I just hate it when it takes that long just to answer or check an email. I mean, it shouldn't take that long. Okie dokie. I'm empty. So, I'm going to read something Sister Soomp just put in the room here from Testimonies Book 2. She says, "Poor, trembling soul, rest in the promises of God. In so doing, the fetters of the enemy will be broken. His suggestions will be powerless. Heed not the whisperings of the enemy. Go free. Go free, oppressed soul. Be of good courage. Say to your poor, desponding heart, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for who is the health of my countenance and my God." Page 319. Thank you, Sister Soon. Amen and amen. Excellent testimony service, but then again, have we ever had a bad one? Not that I can recall. So with that, I'm going to drop the mic, and we're going to have some music, and we'll end in prayer. Thank you. Please kneel, if you can. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you once again. Every testimony service is just amazing. The things you're doing, the blessings bestowed. And we know even during the time of Jacob's trouble, we're still going to praise you for the amazing things you're showing us then. I mean, just the fact that we're alive, if we're part of that number, you know, being alive and not having any boils on us, wow, it's going to be an amazing time, I'm sure. So please bless everyone in attendance, everyone on our prayer list. And thank you for continuously blessing us with reasons to praise you. And thank you for the way you answer the prayers sometimes with a no. You know, because we ask amiss. We don't know what's good sometimes. And so thank you for helping us there too. And opening our eyes to that and calming our hearts and knowing that whatever you think is best is the way, or whatever you know is best, rather, is the way we want to go. And so thank you. Thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath day. Thank you for blessing us with your presence again tonight when we gather at 7 o'clock for prayer and study. And thank you for this week you have given us so we can go forth and share our faith. Thank you, Father, for all these things. We thank you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.